Hey there. This is the eSuccubus podcast for November 21st, 2016. I've been working on some new projects, and I just posted about them on the Patreon. I posted about this very podcast, which I'm now going back and doing another take of. So lately I've been working on figuring out exactly what I want to be releasing each month. For one thing, I want to keep following the poll results everybody's been giving me, and thank you for the poll feedback. I also have a few podcast questions I'll be answering today. Then I'll be talking about recent hate mail I've gotten, my own personal development, and where I'm going with the new eSuccubus content. I'll mention stories in progress, and at the end I'll give a kind of caging submission trance piece, starting from beginning and talking about satisfaction, beginning to end. This will be entirely ad-libbed and made up in the moment, but that's how it usually goes anyway. So first, just to talk about recent developments, I have noticed that the Patreon campaign has really taken off. I'm sitting north of 5,500 right now. If I hit 6 grand, I'm going to make some kind of dominance thing that hands out assignments and basically a web-based browser game people can play where they'll get kind of random recommendations of files or an interactive dominance thing. I wanted to make something like that for a while, just with assignments or tracking or different little games people can play. And I'll honestly start work on that along with interactive browser games based on my work. I know I've begun those games a while ago, but I'm really going to step them up if we're hitting that level, because I can actually get people to help me out with drawing and art and stuff, and that's been something I wanted to work on for a while. I'd probably include a chastity kind of thing, a generalized assignment randomizer, and some recommended playlists and other things, a kind of graduated system of instruction and lessons. A friend of mine does those, and I think they're pretty cool. So that's definitely the plan for now. I'm going to be hiring someone at the start of next month just to help out with answering stuff and with office clerical and with anything else I need. But overall, I'm doing very well. I recently launched Moonlit Hypnosis, and you're going to see a new file drop for that today, which will also be featured on eSuccubus. And I've been answering people's emails, sending out their files. I had some hate mail recently. I tend to get a fair bit, but this was unique because, well, I posted about it on the Patreon. I just want to address this. I did get a lot of very positive feedback in the wake of that, and I appreciate it when everybody comes out and says, hey, you know, keep making stuff. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. This is quite an enjoyable thing to do. I appreciate the feedback. I'm going to keep making. I mean, I'd keep creating no matter what. It's just, you know, surprising when people are narrow-minded even within this fetish. As it goes, I am currently working on the Dark Knight files, which I've done and redone a ton of times. You're going to see those flowing out. Nodding Off was just posted. I recommend people check it out. It's a really good induction for story stuff. Speaking of story stuff, my new kind of tentative schedule is this. I'm going to try and do 2 files based on the poll results from the previous month, each month. I'm going to try and do 2 files just from my own invention that I think fill holes in my library or extend existing popular series. I'm going to try and do a couple podcasts like this each month. Even if they're only 20 to 30 minutes, it's easy for me to just talk about what's been on my mind. And then I'm going to try and do 4 Corruption of Champions or Trials in Tainted Space files each month until I make some serious headway in it. Then on top of that, I'll try to do stories and live session chronicles, where possible. You're probably looking at 8 to 10 releases from me, averaging 20 to 30 minutes apiece. Or 2,400 to 3,600 words if it's a story or a game update or something. Just for those wondering, yeah, that's a pretty reasonable productivity for me to keep up. That's also including doing 3 Moonlit Hypnosis releases a month, and otherwise answering people's emails, although now I'm going to have somebody to help with that. I really think I'm entering a very productive phase, and I hope everybody sticks with me. I've got a few podcast questions, and once I've answered those, I am going to move on into talking about stories I've been working on. And after I do that, I will do a hypnosis session. I'll warn you guys before I start, in case anybody's not in a safe place to do EuroHip or to relax and be caged and controlled and guided. But trust me, it's going to be fun. Caging is a major theme, by the way. So, podcast question 1. Do you have any files that talk about anal masturbation for people inexperienced in that? I do. I will post a link to them under this podcast, but two of them are Sensitive and Ready, which is an older anal file specifically aimed at beginners. And the file I just put out the other day, Devotion 3, Anal Edition, is about utilization of anal toys and having specifically an Aneros toy, which is a brand I really like, in you during listening. I'm going to do more kind of a basic anal course and work my way up. If you like furry or transformation or feminization stuff, there is, of course, butt bunny bondage. I consider that a little bit more advanced. So, do I have any files or advice on sex toys? Oh, that's a good question. Well, I'm working on a file based on sex toys right now. I'm actually going to scribble a note about it because I'd forgotten. And it is about, well, it's a sort of sci-fi thing. And then I also have plans to do a kind of general enhancement daily wear butt plug piece and a kind of favorite toy vibrator piece. And then I'm also going to do one for cock sleeves or, you know, masturbator toys, which go over your penis and are then stroked. So expect some toy files in the future. It's just a matter of working them into the schedule. As to recommendation, vibration can be enjoyed no matter your genital configuration. I recommend the Hitachi Magic Wand and its various copycats. I highly recommend the curved metal toys you can sometimes get, especially the high-quality ones that are made to hit the P-spot, the prostate, if you're masturbating penile. Curved toys for the vagina, for the G-spot, are also a very, very good idea. Never underestimate a curve. There's a reason some penises are naturally curved that way. If you want something for on a penis, try it out first with something like a Tenga egg. Make sure masturbation sleeves are for you. And then look up some online reviews. Don't go for anything with like balls or vibration in it. I've heard nothing but bad reviews of those as far as masturbators. I don't really know much else about it. The only ones I've been exposed to tend to be, you know, I don't really get a good look at them. I do think that you should just kind of try around if you're looking for those. If you're looking for anal-centric toys, then yeah, definitely something with a curve, regardless of your genital configuration, because pretty much all the fun stuff is on the front wall of your body, so a forward curve inserted while you're on your back is going to give you interesting sensations. Vibration is good, and remember, when doing anal stuff, deep insertions are just for show. All the really sensitive bits are in the first, like, inch or inch and a half area, and you're extremely sensitive around the hole itself. If you do go for anything deeper, the curve is good. Be very careful, be very gentle, you want to take your time, and remember that you can indirectly stimulate your other genitalia, everything, actually everything in that whole area, with vibration, through the walls. Just be gentle and listen to any signals your body's sending you, and I think you'll do fine. Go slow, be external at first, use one finger and then two, tons of lube, refresh your lube, please. Yeah, and remember, anal toys aren't used anywhere else, and really, even if you're putting a condom on them, never use anal toys anywhere else, never share anal toys, I mean, just for safety, just for the simplest of safeties, because people can get sick. The exception is basically just if you do condom it and you, like, boil and sanitize, especially if you have an easy-to-sanitize toy, fine, but, you know. Also, you'll get a lot of mileage out of just having very, very small graduated plugs. Anal beads are wonderful. You can get toys that have balls inside them that move when you move the butt plug, and those are really, really cool because they give a constant shifting sensation of weight. That's all the advice I can give for now. Next question is, can you give me an update on Yzma? I like her and I remember you talking about making a file involving her on your blog. Now, Yzma is the tiger shark girl from Corruption of Champions. Vagina and penis both present, somewhat large breasts, she wears glasses when she reads, one of the few intellectual entities left in that game's stories. She lives on the shore with a small camp, rather than live in the corrupted lake with the regular shark girls. There's a whole storyline follower arc where you fight her for dominance and for training, and if you win enough times, she sort of, like, flips her polarity and becomes extremely submissive to the champion as their, you know, essentially their mate, and treat them as an alpha in all ways. The flip side is she emits an aura of dominance herself, so if you lose to her too many times, you just basically become her breeding stud slash slave girl or whatever is appropriate to the story. And I always found that pretty interesting too. She gives items that allow tiger shark transformations, so I'll do that too. Yzma was going to be part of my big lake revamp, where I was going to focus on finishing the COC lake. Now, as I mentioned earlier in this podcast, I will be doing more story files more frequently, just to get a few areas over with, you know? So you'll be seeing her soonish, but followers are kind of more detailed stuff, so I'm saving her until later on and getting people's custom COC requests out of the way first. I'm also going to do things like the Goo Girls, which are very simple because there's only three or four files, the Latex Goo Kid and stuff like that. Stuff that basically is workable in shorter, easier stints. Yzma is on the planned list, but she's probably a few months away minimum, although I may do an intro file with her. I don't want to start her until I'm ready to finish her because people are going to want the whole series once they get teasers. Yeah, that's about it for her. But yeah, expect her sometime later this year. Maybe. Maybe before the end of December. Maybe January, February. Really depends what happens at this point. But she is on my horizon, so don't worry too much about that. All right, I just got a phone beep there. One sec. And there we go. I just muted that. So that's all the questions I have for now. Remember, you can send podcast questions to mail@esuccubus.com with the subject line podcast. I'll always answer them if I'm able. Let's see. Next up is, a little talk about stories I've been working on. You'll remember I started writing What Sings the Steel to Sleep, a story about a woman who programs sex robots for a very, very renowned company, and who essentially is an artisan in her field, but is tasked with a particularly difficult project, and with a tempting opportunity. What I'm working on right now is the second chapter, which kind of introduces the motivations and conceits in the story. The first chapter was just pure masturbation fodder. I'll probably churn that out in the next few weeks, but I've been working on some kind of exciting side projects, and it's gotten me sidetracked. This does happen. Right now, I'm working on building a buffer that goes all the way through February. That way, I'll be able to really write stories and kind of just leisurely approach everything. I actually have all the files right up to the end of the month done. You're going to see things like Mirabelle Parts Training 1 and 2. You're going to see a couple set of dominance and submission files, and this podcast. And I'm also working on some Dark Knight files. I finished most of them earlier today. I'm going to finalize and post some of them. I think I'm just going to throw a bunch of stuff out there and then take a break, so I can recenter and decide where my files are going next. Anyway, Sings of Steel to Sleep Chapter 2, expected by the end of December. It's on my to-do list. I'm also going to be writing more and more kind of stuff over at Moonlit Hypnosis. If you haven't checked it out yet, that's patreon.com/moonlithypnosis. And it's basically just a subscription box format release of EuroHip. Six files, three by myself, three by Silver Spruce, who is working with me on the project. I use a pen name over there, but it's basically just the same stuff as always. It's always got a furry twist, but it's also fantasy stories, mind control stories, full moon themes. You'll see a lot of it over there, and there's a lot of samples on the Soundgasm. I'll probably link the files here when they're free, so people can grab them and try them out, see if it's your kind of thing. Anyway, I do appreciate the really phenomenal support I've been getting lately. You've waited long enough. It's about time we got to some EuroHip. So, relax back if you haven't already. Find a place to chill. If you've been trying Hypnotic Space, one of my recent releases, it shouldn't be difficult to think of where you should be when you relax for me. Close your eyes. Zone out. Let your entire body be suspended a little. We're going to talk about what satisfies me, and ultimately what satisfies you, but those are so often the same thing. There are places inside of you where it's a little bit easier to access your mind and its needs than others. A good example is, you really do like it when we talk about your fetish, your hypnotic desire. I keep having people tune in time after time. You've returned here time after time for a more general and intellectual approach to hypnotic enjoyment. So you must have some kind of weak point, some nexus of fetish desire that centers around wanting to sink a little. Well, this is where the trance begins. So if you're up for it, lay yourself down, close your eyes, do everything you know how to do to make you just that little bit deeper. Envision me watching, sitting there, observing you, taking yourself down into places where I have already taken you. I have blazed the path and we have walked it together, and you have faded into it, walked into it. The relaxing, soothing thing you realize on some level you need, a euphoria tied to your own brain, tied to your own enjoyment, where stories and words trip and trigger little bundles of thought and nervous system and chemical enjoyment that are, after all, embedded in your brain, locked down to your pleasure system. Arousal's okay. We needn't be embarrassed about that, and I've always been rather matter-of-fact about it myself. I'm quite aroused, but where am I satisfied? When am I satisfied? You laying there, your entire form waiting, waiting for the moment when I will give you something. You are still, and I am lying in wait for the moment when I will collapse something over you, some wave, some warmth, some encasement. But all I do is watch, envision me pacing around the surface you rest on, looking for little chinks in the armor, little tiny, malleable points, alterable, hardened, but movable, shiftable, levers to pull, buttons to push, elements of your mind and your body that can be prized or levered off to the side, allowing me to push my fingers in, to push my mind in, to push my idea inside and push you outward to expand your horizons from the inside outward. And that's where we head. That's where we go. The place where pushing outward, pushing everything out in the mind, is exactly right. You have access to parts of yourself that we don't normally touch, and that's my opportunity, my rare opportunity to slip inside, slip my control inside, my mind inside, and find the place where I can begin to lay underneath you a foundation, a strong foundation, metal or stone, laid out flat and smooth as poured concrete, I smoothing and buffing, cleaning you on top of it, on a bed, on a chair, in some resting place. Place, some resting place inside your head, a place we go together, sure. And then I move to the edges of that slab, and I run my fingers, and under my hands, what is firm at all other times becomes malleable, shapeable, and I push little divots into it, into the foundation, places where I can write my initials, playfully swirl my fingers around, and leave an impression in you. And then I lean back, and my words begin to weave that purple light you've become familiar with, that deep resonant thing inside you that rings with my words, that reservoir of water there, of cunning pleasure, waiting in your brain to drip, drip, drip over all of you, and I remain here with you, in your brain, next to your body, controlling, overarching, influencing, guiding. I run my fingers down and grab hold. You can see something taking shape, something spun out of that same light, shaped and spaced close together around the edge of that foundation, that platform on which you rest, on which you stand, the platform and foundation that forms under us all, my hand rising slowly up, gripping the firm steel of a bar, all around, one here, a second there, a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, all around you, bars made of that purple light, firmer than any steel, there to be squeezed, held, controlled, just as your mind is there also, resting in softness in your safe hypnotic space, a foundation I laid and you let me, bars I shaped and raised, my hand above, a roof descending, lowered, made of the same material as the foundation, waiting to sit atop those bars, a cell, a cage, a confinement that will grow smaller, will grow more complete, will squeeze its way inward, but you the whole time smiling, vacant-eyed, your entire body laying there supine, your mind weaving around with mine, us together in a space that is dark and red and warm and deep inside of you, and that, for me, pleasure thrilling through my body, the little shivers that make me think of you laying there blank and deep as words flow from my mind. Like I said, these words are spontaneous, my head leaning on my hand, my eyes closed, my mouth moving, I thinking of you out there, your mind moving, shifting, shaped and fired in the heat of the pleasure I push through you, and you caged, I recede my hand, a key held, jingling, dangling, just out of sight, just out of reach. But though your eyes may lazily open and you may gaze out, you just smile and watch me walk away with the key, clicking the lock. And that's the moment when I am most satisfied.